Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Undeniable: How to Reach the Top and Stay There by Cameron Haynes presents a relentless approach to performance, discipline, and long-term excellence. Known publicly for his ultra-running endurance, bow-hunting achievements, and no-excuses work ethic, Haynes frames success as something earned through consistency rather than talent or motivation. The book explores what it takes to push beyond comfort, build uncommon mental toughness, and keep showing up when progress feels slow or invisible. Instead of treating peak performance as a one-time breakthrough, it emphasizes sustainability, daily standards, measurable effort, and the willingness to outwork yesterday. Readers can expect a mindset-forward guide grounded in the realities of training, recovery, sacrifice, and personal responsibility. Haynes uses lessons associated with endurance sports and high-stakes goals to illustrate how ordinary habits compound into extraordinary outcomes. The tone is direct and demanding, aimed at people who want stronger self-control and a practical framework for becoming dependable under pressure. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, discipline as a daily standard, not a mood. A central idea associated with Haynes' public philosophy is that discipline is the foundation that makes results predictable. Undeniable treats commitment as a set of non-negotiable behaviors rather than something powered by inspiration. The emphasis is on building an identity rooted in doing the work even when energy is low, conditions are imperfect, or recognition is absent. This topic typically highlights routines that remove decision fatigue, training at set times, tracking progress, and showing up regardless of weather, schedule friction, or discomfort. The point is not to romanticize suffering, but to accept that the path to excellence includes boredom, monotony, and repetition. By focusing on controllables like effort, preparation, and recovery, the reader learns to detach from short-term outcomes and focus on process. Over time, this produces a reputation for reliability and the internal confidence that comes from keeping promises to yourself. The takeaway is that staying at the top is less about a single heroic push and more about repeatable execution, where standards remain stable when motivation fluctuates. Secondly, mental toughness built through voluntary hardship. Another key topic is the cultivation of mental toughness through choosing difficult work on purpose. In an endurance-centered worldview, challenging training sessions and long efforts become a laboratory for resilience. Undeniable frames hardship as a teacher. It exposes weaknesses in preparation, highlights limiting narratives, and forces the reader to practice staying composed under strain. The goal is not reckless intensity but deliberate stress that expands capacity. This approach encourages developing an honest relationship with discomfort, learning the difference between real injury risk and ordinary pain, and practicing calm decision-making when the body wants to quit. The reader is pushed to view hard days as opportunities to prove to themselves that they can persist without external validation. Over time, repeated exposure to controlled difficulty increases self-trust and reduces reliance on perfect circumstances. The practical benefit extends beyond sport. Work deadlines, family pressure, and setbacks become more manageable when you have a practiced skill of enduring and adapting. The topic ultimately argues that toughness is trained, not gifted, and it grows through consistent confrontation with what you would rather avoid. Thirdly, the long game: consistency, volume, and compounding gains. Reaching the top often looks dramatic from the outside, but the engine is usually long-term consistency. This topic focuses on the compounding effect of repeated effort over months and years. In a training-informed framework, volume and consistency matter because they create durable capacity that cannot be rushed. Undeniable emphasizes patience and the willingness to stack small wins, such as incremental improvements in fitness, skill, technique, and recovery habits. It challenges readers to stop chasing shortcuts and instead commit to an unglamorous accumulation of work. This includes embracing seasons of slow progress, building a base before pushing intensity, and respecting the relationship between workload and adaptation. It also highlights the importance of tracking and reflection to ensure that hard work is connected to clear goals. The idea is that staying at the top requires continuing to do foundational work after you have achieved a milestone, because maintenance is its own discipline. Readers benefit by reframing success as a trajectory rather than a moment, learning to measure progress through consistency metrics and personal standards instead of only external achievements. Fourthly, accountability and ownership over results. A defining feature of high performers is ownership, the refusal to outsource responsibility to luck, circumstances, or other people. This topic centers on building a mindset where excuses are replaced by honest evaluation and corrective action. Undeniable encourages readers to examine where they rationalize missed sessions, underprepared performances, or inconsistent habits, and to replace those patterns with accountability systems. These systems can include written goals, training logs, planned schedules, and self-audits that reveal whether daily choices match stated ambitions. Ownership also means setting priorities and accepting trade-offs, such as earlier mornings, less leisure, or more structured recovery. The reader learns that accountability is not self-punishment, it is a practical tool for alignment. When you own outcomes, you can adjust inputs, sleep, nutrition, practice, skill work, and planning. This produces a calmer confidence because progress becomes something you can influence. Over time, this habit strengthens integrity and reduces the gap between intention and action, which is essential for both reaching the top and maintaining performance when challenges increase. Lastly, sustaining excellence, recovery, purpose, and avoiding burnout. Staying at the top requires more than relentless effort. It demands sustainability. This topic addresses how intense ambition can become self-defeating without recovery, clear purpose, and boundaries that protect long-term output. In an endurance-oriented model, recovery is not a luxury but part of training, because adaptation happens when the body and mind are allowed to rebuild. Undeniable highlights the importance of balancing hard sessions with rest, mobility, nutrition, sleep, and strategic deload periods. It also points to purpose as the stabilizer that keeps discipline from turning into emptiness. When goals are connected to values, the grind feels meaningful and setbacks are easier to endure. This topic helps readers recognize warning signs of burnout, such as chronic fatigue, irritability, declining performance, and loss of motivation, then respond with smarter structure rather than quitting entirely. The deeper message is that excellence is a lifestyle, not a short sprint. By combining intensity with recovery and meaning, readers can pursue ambitious goals without breaking their health, relationships, or long-term consistency. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who respond to direct, high accountability guidance, athletes, entrepreneurs, leaders, and anyone tired of relying on motivation. It will also appeal to people who want a stronger mental edge, especially those drawn to endurance-style thinking, where consistency beats hype. The benefit to a reader's life is practical. It offers a framework for building discipline, tolerating discomfort, and taking ownership of outcomes. Those skills translate into better health habits, improved work performance, and increased confidence, because you begin to trust your ability to follow through under pressure. The emphasis on the long game also helps readers avoid the boom and bust cycle of short-lived resolutions by focusing on repeatable standards. Compared to many self-improvement books that lean heavily on inspiration or abstract concepts, Undeniable stands out for its hard-nosed focus on effort, routine, and durability. Its perspective, shaped by publicly known endurance and training culture, reinforces that success is not a single breakthrough but a maintained practice. For readers seeking a no-excuses blueprint that pushes them to raise their baseline every day, it is a worthwhile buy. If you would like to support Cameron Haynes, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.